Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome back to our brand new podcast, Digital Spy Soap Scoop, where every Friday we discuss all the goings on in Coronation Street, Emmerdale, EastEnders and Hollyoaks, as well as chat to some of the stars who bring it all to life. I'm Sophie. This is Ali.
Hello.
And we are your hosts.
How are you doing this week, Sophie?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I know you've got a slight croak in your voice, but hopefully the listeners won't begrudge you too much.
I know. I don't know what it is. I think it's the rain. I blame the rain. Yeah. Blame everything on the rain.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've just moved house, and it's kind of been one of those weeks where everything's up in flux, but one of those weeks when the kind of reassuring theme tunes of various soaps keep us going and keep us knowing what's what, keep us grounded. So that seems like a good place to be.
Yeah, definitely. You can always rely on the trusty soaps, can't we?
Yes, you can. And you can always rely on certain people to always be in those soaps, like this week's guest.
Yes, we had a great guest this week. We had the lovely Lisa Riley, who plays Mandy Dingle in Emmerdale.
An absolute legend, an absolute soaps icon, I think she can definitely be called.
Definitely. She was great, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. And yeah, she spoke to us about all sorts of things, which you'll hear in a second, like what's in the future for kind of Mandy and the rest of the current Dingle clan.
Yeah, Vinny and Paul and lots going on there. We had a lot to talk about, I think.
So without further ado, here it is. Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great. It's a nice sunny morning, so no, it's lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful here as well. Bit nippier than we're used to, but bright and sunny, which is what we want to see.
Exactly.
So first of all, I thought we'd just have a few questions about Mandy's upcoming stories, especially in the wake of what happened in June with the lockdown episodes.
Yes.
Really wanted to talk to you about kind of how you felt about Mandy's sort of miscarriage revelation being kind of revisited now after we had that kind of big conversation back in June.
Yeah, I just think as well, it was so brave of the programme to discover the storyline of infertility. It's never, ever hit upon in soap opera. So when the girls, the producers at Emmerdale, you know, said that we were going to do this storyline and then obviously start it off in the lockdown, I jumped at the chance because I realised the volume of girls and women so young who can't get pregnant. And they do, as you very know, and all your listeners know and your readers know, is people turn to soap as recognition that they are normal, there's normality, they're going through it themselves. And honest to God, if you'd have seen my social media when the lockdown episode happened, I mean, inundated is not a big enough word. Just girls that were like 26 years old who had had hysterectomies and just to say thank you to Emmerdale for bringing it to the forefront. So I'm so proud to have been involved with this. And of course, as you know, we're obviously telling all your listeners now, we are going to revisit the infertility because obviously Paul has no idea that obviously Mandy was pregnant all those years ago with his baby.
Yeah, I mean, like you just said, infertility is something that's not often explored on TV.
No.
So Are you glad that Emmerdale are discussing it as part of Mandy's story?
I'm elated that we're discussing it, because it's opened a massive door for me as well. Even when I've been out and about in the supermarkets, people have thanked me, because I think in life, you know, it's the case of people get married, people have children, they get their new house. That's the pattern. Well, no, it's not. For a big percentage of people, that isn't the case. They try for many, many years. I've spoken openly in my own personal life where my IVF didn't work, and people treat you differently. It's like, oh, but are you okay with that? It's like, yeah, I'm wonderful. I'm very happy that I have in my own personal life a family. My niece, my two beautiful nephews are a huge part of my life. So yeah, okay, I don't have a child of my own, but I don't feel that I'm missing out on anything. But what I've learned hugely off the back of this storyline is the volume of girls through medical reasons, growing up, whatever that may be, is they know from being like, so some girls were as young as 20, 21, where they knew for the rest of their life, they would never be able to biologically have a child. And I think that's really difficult. And I think it's an emotion that can set women up differently in life moving forward. So for us to tackle it in the soap opera, it gives us a lot of avenues to go down, because obviously we now realise, you know, Mandy's been holding this emotion within, and things can come to the forefront differently. And that's what you're definitely going to see.
Definitely.
I think it's, like you say, Mandy's been kind of the storyline of her kind of finally being able to feeling like she can open up to people around her, and kind of sitting down and having that conversation with Paul. Super important for that character. Do you think it's kind of a relief for Mandy now that she's been able to share that part of her life, that side of her, all those years ago?
I think being a dingle as well, dingles are kind of renowned for opening their mouth too quickly. Whereas what we've done, I think, brilliantly with this storyline is we've kind of tackled the fact that Mandy, in her reasons for being away from the show for many years, she obviously doesn't trust many people at all. Mm. She has that beautiful bond with Lydia, and I think she genuinely, hand on heart, trusts Lydia with everything, and she would share everything with her and know that it would go to the grave if it was Lydia. With Vinny, I think it's weird at the moment, because when we approach this storyline, Vinny's headspace is, I want the united family. And Mandy's still skeptical about that. And then as we move forward, when you realise that there is this family unit happening, of course it's Soap. So they're going to drop the bombshell, and they're going to drop something else in there as well. And that's what's going to happen, because Paul's going to feel left out. But a lot of women, which is the truth of the storyline and truth of what we're playing, a lot of women keep infertility quiet because they feel ashamed. They don't feel womanly anymore. So we'll see how this develops. But, you know, you never know. Mandy might have a bit of happiness coming, but you guys know, and I know, we can't give them too much away. We're still going to realise that Paul is, you know, he is Mr. Shady, isn't he? He truly, truly is. And obviously, Vinny's got his blinkers on at the moment, and we need to get those blinkers off Vinny's eyes, don't we?
So
yeah, exactly.
How do you think Mandy would feel if she knew Paul was gambling again?
She'd be devastated, because again, it's trust, and Mandy doesn't trust anybody. She really doesn't trust anyone. And if you say it to her over and over again, she's like, okay, so you said you've changed. And if you've said you've changed, you've got to prove it. You've got to keep proving. It's like putting a new sweater on every morning. You've got to keep putting it on. And then I'll go, okay, maybe he has. Because, you know, in life, people do change. They make a lot of mistakes. And then later in life. But Mandy's, you know, she's a manipulator herself. So she's kind of aware something's amiss. But I think with this storyline as we go forward, it's more the reaction of how Vinny's reacting to it. Because Vinny wants this solid unit, this family. And I think as we move forward, Mandy wants that too. But I think she's gonna blow her top. She's gonna go crazy. Yeah, she is.
I think it's interesting to talk about Paul in that way, because I think ever since he came back to the show, it's been people have had their suspicions and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Do we see Paul having more of a dark side, or do you think it's just that kind of his issues with gambling making people down, or do you think we're going to see sort of something else there as well?
I think everything with every storyline we ever do on Emmerdale, I think people, they write their own storylines. I love that. I love reading it myself online, how they come up with what they, how they think the story's going. They come up with ideas for even I know. I think in life, we love to watch a baddie. I'm saying that as a viewer. What I love even more is I love watching a baddie that something's going on behind the scenes where the two people haven't got a clue that he's being a baddie, and he's being, he has this sort of stuck on smile like the Joker on his face. And to them, they think he's just wonderful. But then behind the scenes, all this stuff's going on, makes it even more nasty and more evil. So that's the avenue where we're definitely going to be going down. Yeah. But I think someone said, like, oh, come on, Mandy, you know, give him a chance. And she's like, I'm like, yeah, I can't tell you. I am going to give him a chance, you know, but we don't want, you know, we don't want Mandy to get burned, but she always does. You know, Mandy's the epitome of, she's touched the iron so many times, her hand is scalded, you know. But it's not one of those, you know, when people learn from their mistakes. Mandy never learns from mistakes. She still always jumps in with her size 6.5 all the time.
But there'd be no fun if she didn't.
Nobody wants Mandy to settle down. That's what everyone says. She's like she's the girl on everyone's street, you know. She's that tart with the heart, and you know, she has that real empathy. She has so much love to give, but when it comes to love, she, you know, I've said it before, she is a complete doormat. She really, really is.
Oh, well,
I know.
we'll have to see what happens, won't we?
Yes, but I think everyone, you know, we love when Mandy makes everybody laugh. But it's really interesting for me. I just love being out and about. Like when I've been shopping recently in Leeds, and the storyline that's been on television, and people get so involved with it, and I love that, and I embrace that people are enjoying the show and they're enjoying what we're putting out. And it's true where, you know, Mandy can have so much element of fun and camp and silly and daft. Which we will see massively when we find out about Liv's sexuality moving up forward. Now, this is going to be hilarious, and it was hilarious to play. But also, there's going to be a lot of tears as well, as you can imagine, which I'm sure you know about. But there's going to be a lot of tears moving forward as well, which, you know, that's again because people then form an understanding with her that it's, you know, throughout all this, there's pain as well, you know?
That actually takes us very nicely onto our final sort of topic, which is about Mandy's attempts to matchmake Vinny and Liv.
She's horrendous. But it's been hilarious to play out. I mean, Isabel Steele's one of my favourite actresses in the programme. I think the girl is just sensational. She's a different league. That girl, honestly, I wanted to stay in the show forever because she's so fantastic. But, you know, you can see Isabel being in huge, you know, blockbuster ITV dramas, you know, playing the lead girl. She has that presence on screen that's just unreal. So yeah. For me as the comedian to play against that deadpan, it's just comedy gold. And the more deadpan she plays it, it's more hilarious. And Mandy has no idea what asexual means. She, without giving too much away, she thinks it means you're a sexy being. Yes. We talk about pleather trousers. We talk about grooving on a dance floor. I mean, she couldn't be far from the truth of what asexual means. It's been great. I don't want to give too much away, but there's a scene we shot in the cafe. And of course, obviously we're under the new regime, the rules where it's going to look like we're closer. But of course we were in our triangle of 2 meters. So you've got myself, Bradley who plays Vinny, and Izzy playing Liv and myself, and I'm doing this like, should we say sexual dancing? Well, honest to God, right? We couldn't do the scene. We were just doing Brad does the scene looking at the floor, right? Because he's, so the way if they'll edit it together, we will eventually be looking at each other. We did this scene, and it's just, honestly, it's hilarious. But of course, Izzy as Liv has to keep that deadpan the whole way through. And yeah, I mean, it was one of those moments where you leave work and you go, oh my God, I love my job so much. Like, that's what we did today. For, you know, we got paid for that today. Yeah.
That's lovely. What a great story to end on. We'll leave you there, Lisa. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Lovely. And thanks for all your support, as always. It's a joy to read everything. So I'm glad you're now doing a podcast, because now I've got stuff to listen to as well. So it's great.
Oh, thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Lisa.
All the best, my lovely. Take care.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And there you go. That was our interview with Lisa Riley. We hope you enjoyed hearing us talking to her as much as we enjoyed talking to her. We've got a good few scoops there about what the future holds for Mandy and the Dingles, like we said. And speaking of Mandy and the Dingles, this is the part of the podcast where we run through kind of the highlights of the spoilers for the week ahead. So this week we'll be looking at what's next in Coronation Street, Hollyoaks, Emmerdale and EastEnders from the 28th of September through to the 2nd of October. And I think it makes sense for us to kick off with Emmerdale after hearing kind of Mandy break down what's coming up.
Yeah, it's never straightforward for the Dingles, is it?
No. Well, as Mandy said, I think the big things to look out for next week, especially in relation to Mandy, Paul and Vinny, are basically it looks like Mandy will be kind of trying to reconcile things with Paul. I think her and Vinny have a few kind of crosswords, which ends with her kind of getting Vinny to promise not to tell Paul about her infertility and the problems she had earlier in her life.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, in classic Soaps fashion, Paul overhears it. And so they kind of like, it looks like they're going to reconcile and kind of come to some sort of understanding about things, which is great.
Yeah, so he overhears. I mean, you can never have a private conversation in the Dales, can you, really? But so yeah, that's all very sad, I think, because she doesn't want him to know that she...
Yeah.
Lost the baby all those years ago. But of course, he is hiding his own secret as he has started gambling again.
Yeah, it looks like from what we've seen anyway, it looks like Vinny might find out that something's afoot with Paul and his gambling, which is not good. So I guess we'll have to kind of wait and see how that plays out. But yeah, it looks like it's all we have a moment of peace, an hour of peace for the Dingles, but things are never going to be kind of that calm for that long.
No, never calm where Mandy's concerned.
Yeah, exactly.
Bless her.
And then elsewhere in the village, we've got Manpreet's sister, Mina, is coming back officially appearing on the show for the first time officially, which is exciting. Looking forward to seeing how that story plays out, especially as we kind of are starting to get teasers of what their history is.
Yeah, so that is all going to come out next week. We find out, I think Mina tells Rishi why there is so much tension between them, and it'll all make sense. But
yeah, there's been some good. I think Mina's done some interviews with various people, including Digital Spy, the actress who plays Mina, I should say, talking about kind of the history there and what we can expect. So I would recommend anyone who's interested to look those up. She's kind of said some things about, you know, how long it's been since Mina and Manpreet have been together and seen each other. So yeah, some interesting stuff for sure.
Yes, head on to Digital Spy to read all about
what she said. And then the final thing from Emmerdale that we're kind of keeping an eye on is the ongoing kind of trials and tribulations of Chaz and Paddy, who just, you know, destined to kind of, you know, have things not work out for them.
Yeah, it's a weird one, really. I think, so next week she sort of strikes up this surprise connection with Al, which is a bit controversial considering he's with Priya. And it's kind of like a will they, won't they have an affair? I mean, personally, I hope they don't, but it is soap, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I'm a sucker for just kind of like wanting, especially Paddy, I just like kind of want them to have a happy situation. But obviously we've seen them kind of fall out and come to blows over Kieran's return and certain things like that. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on, see what happens with Chaz and Al. But yeah, I'm with you, Sophie. Fingers crossed. It's nothing permanent.
Yeah. Who knows? That's definitely one to watch, I think. Right. So shall we jump onto Corey? I think that's...
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
There's going to be a lot going on there. Sadly, it's a very tragic week. Mm. Well, it's a big week for Nick, but a very, very tragic week for the Oliver story.
Yeah, it's a real, it's a classic kind of soaps catch-22. Of obviously, we've been for a while now following the story with Leanne and Steve and their son Oliver, and just kind of you know, crossing fingers and toes that something will kind of have a happy ending. But it doesn't look like that's on the cards. Like you say, Sophie, that's going to be matched up with, as we found out before, Nick's kind of discovering that he's got this long lost son, who looks like he's going to return to their lives. So it's just. Yeah, it's a very kind of a sad situation all round, really.
Yeah, such unfortunate timing. So he's found out that he's got this son who is 9 from his past relationship with Natasha, who was returned to the show very recently. And it's a case of, like, he wants to have a relationship with his son, but obviously Leanne is going through this awful, awful, devastating ordeal with Oliver. And what will he do?
Yeah, we saw them, I think it was last week, a kind of scramble to find a solution or to kind of, you know, seek different kinds of medical help for Oliver's situation. And it doesn't look like that's going to come to anything kind of positive anytime soon. So yeah, it's really, really unfortunate timing on the cobbles, but we shall see, I guess, next week how Nick handles it and whether he can tell Leanne kind of what's been happening on his end.
Yeah, and how she will react really as well, because it's like the worst time.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other big story we need to be keeping an eye on in Corey is the ongoing Michael and Grace fiasco. So he's keen for them to settle down and he proposes, but she turns him down because she's keen to return to Spain with Tiana.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, I don't know how that flies with the our current lockdown quarantine rules, but we shall see.
Not really in keeping with what's going on here at the moment, but, you know, we move anyway. Yeah, there is a big twist there. Really big twist, which we can't reveal, but all I'm going to say is not everything is as it seems.
Ooh, that does sound exciting. Yeah, it feels like this storyline is, it's exciting, but also very kind of, I just have no idea which way it's going to go. And there seems to be like lots of people involved and obviously the situation, you know, Grace has got her own reasons for wanting to move back. And yeah, it's all up in the air, I guess. But we'll find out, I suppose, at the end of next week. Which way it goes, because it seems like that. Are they going to be together forever, or are they going to kind of? Is this the fork in the road to them, where they kind of properly split?
Yep. Stay tuned and let us know what you think when you see it all play out, because it's.
You've got me. You've got me really excited now, Sophie. That there's going to be some sort of major.
I've probably blown it up too much now, but it's a very good soapy style twist there.
Speaking of things blowing up, let's have a talk about what's next in EastEnders next week. It looks like the Max and Ian feud, ongoing kind of drama there, is finally coming to a head and will blow up as Max kind of we've all known that Ian's been in these like massive financial issues for a couple of weeks now, and it looks like, or not a couple of weeks, but it's, you know, it's been this ongoing issue, and it looks like Max is going to find out that things are not all what they appear with his own finances. And obviously Ian spent kind of his share of the restaurant money on buying
on the pub for
Sharon, which just like, you know,
he's besotted with her.
Honestly, just I can't even begin to unpick the messiness that is Ian Beale.
I think it's one of those things, like this story, I'm not going to lie, would probably be a bit uninspiring because it's just like a money arguments, you know, all that sort of thing. But I think because we've got the added information that Jake Wood is leaving his role as Max, and that Adam is taking a break from his role as Ian, I think we know it's going somewhere. We know it's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and it seems like at first there's so many different angles, right? Because like Max is kind of putting the pressure on Ian to get to pay him back and all this stuff, and Ian's kind of saying, "Oh, give me more time." And then there's other stuff that's coming up this week with them, where it looks like because we know that Bobby's involved with stuff in the local council, trying to get something set up for Lucy, and then Max is getting involved in that, and it just seems like it's going to get messier and messier as the weeks goes on. And yeah, like you say, Sophie, we found out just this week or just last week that, which is a massive shock to me, that Jacob is leaving. So. That's surely going to be an opportunity to do something major.
Definitely. I think a lot of people were quite surprised. He's been there for about 15 years, and that's a long time for an actor to stay in one show. So, yeah, I think with that in mind, we know that this story is going somewhere. I think Ian is going to be making himself very unpopular over the coming weeks.
Yeah. Speaking of people who are upsettingly becoming increasingly unpopular, the other thing that that's piqued my interest a lot in EastEnders at the moment is what's going on with Frankie.
I know, it's baffling, isn't it? I really like Frankie. I think
really
like
her.
Addition to the cast, yeah.
But, yeah, and her when she was introduced, like her dynamic with Ben, I thought was really cool, and the way she's kind of like has all this confidence, and I thought it was really interesting. And yeah, it seems to have taken a bit of a turn as we started to see like some weird stuff with the Carters and her taking photos of Ollie. And yeah, it's a very strange one.
It is very strange. And Mick is actually going to find out next week that she's been taking pictures of them, and Ollie especially is a concern for him. I think as they spend more time together, because they both start working behind, well, Mick temporarily starts working behind the bar at the Prince Albert, I think she's going to be quizzing him on the family and just going to make him a little bit unnerved.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's just like, it's a surprise. And it's definitely, like I say, piqued my curiosity of which way things are going to go. Because she's not a character that I saw. I mean, this is the joy of soaps, right? It's like they introduce a character, you think you know which way it's going to go, and then suddenly there's this whole other angle to them.
Yeah, definitely. I think, I don't think anyone at the beginning saw her being involved with the Carters massively, so that's been a interesting surprise. But yeah, I think that's going to be good.
And then finally, for EastEnders, the other interesting surprise, shocking no one, it looks like Stuart and Rainey's wedding is not going to go smoothly. How could it go smoothly for these two?
Oh, Stainy. I can't like them, you know. That's their ship name. I don't know if it's a thing or not.
It's actually horrible. Stainy. Bless them.
I know. I think, obviously it was never going to be straightforward with these two, but obviously it's an EastEnders wedding. Like you say, what do you expect? But will they get their happy day or not?
Yeah. And when you look at the... looking at the spoilers for next week, when you look at the kind of obstacles that are going to pop up for them, they're extremely Stuart. Like, it looks like he gets locked in the hearse because there's an electrical fault. Something happens with Rainey's wedding dress. It's all classic EastEnders fare. But I think the thing that makes it a bit more... The thing that makes it more interesting for me is that, like, they're such... Stuart, especially, is such an endearing character. Like, the way that he's kind of... turned around over the past 2 years, like into becoming this quite, I mean, he still like makes massive errors, but he is just like very lovable at certain points. So
I know he's like a teddy bear, isn't he? You can't help but not like him. He's so sweet. But like you say, he used to be.
Yeah. And he will always be in my mind, the man that said Paul Ruiz Drag Race, which will never not be funny. So lots of exciting things coming to EastEnders.
Definitely. Also, there's lots, especially to do with the wedding episode, that hasn't been revealed, so I think that'll be a good one.
Oh, just teasers all over the shop this week, Sophie.
I know, there's, that's definitely going to be a good episode, I think.
Yeah.
Right, so finally, last but not least, obviously, but let's talk about Hollyoaks.
Yeah, from one very silly storyline to one kind of very complicated, quite intense, intense situation with Toby, Celeste and Mitchell.
Yes, very intense and also very... confusing, because I can't quite work out what is going on with Toby. Obviously, we know that he had these murderous thoughts towards Mitchell a few weeks ago, and it's looking like they're still there next week when he realises they've got this book.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think the big kind of action around Hollyoaks next week is going to revolve around the Red Door book, I think it's called, which kind of, is all about Toby and Celeste's upbringing and the things that were done to them when they were children. So... and it basically appears that like some pages of the book go missing. It conspires that perhaps it was Mitchell, and so Toby's kind of sets his sights on getting them back and maybe getting some sort of revenge or something on Mitchell, which no one really wants to see. You know, we all just want Mitchell to kind of be, to have a happy couple of months.
I know, we like Mitchell. I think he's very popular, but obviously we know Imran Adams is leaving.
Yes.
So it's a case of, you know, what's going to happen there? Is he in danger or not?
Yeah, it's a very, I think it's interesting. I mean, we talked about, when we talk about County Lines, we talk about Hollyoaks doing quite different storylines, or, you know, pushing the boat, pushing the kind of boundaries a little bit. And this feels like, again, it's really out there at some points and very dramatic in kind of quite a different way. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out this week and kind of what it sets up for the next few months.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's going to sort of take centre stage all across next week. So
yeah, exactly. And that's it for this week, folks. Thanks so much for listening to the Soap Scoop podcast. I've been Ali, and my co-host, as always, has been Sophie. You can follow the show and follow everything we do at digitalspy.com/soaps. And you can let us know what you thought of the podcast and what you thought of this week's kind of big events in Soapland by getting in touch with us on social. So that's twitter.com/soapscoop or facebook.com/digitalspysoaps. So yeah, let us know. Mention us, tweet at us, and let us know what you think. And we shall see you again next Friday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.